prep school like when you went?
Where?
Prep school. What was it like here as a prep?
It was very enjoyable for me. I really never regret going to prep. It was high school, and we worked, did housework as well as going to school. What I meant, we did the boys' dishes in the dining room at night, and then we went out to play, and then come in, had a study period, and we went to bed like at 9:30. But you know, in our time, that was custom. Mm-hmm. Now, I will say this, that I didn't participate in a lot of school activities that would have been had I been home. But that never bothered me. Because by night, I'm ready to go to bed even yet. See, I mean, that was my way, I guess. And I was very active. We played, and my gosh. And we had, this was a classroom that, when I was here, Sister Pierre, who was legally blind.
Uh-huh.
She read with a book up against her eyes like that. But we took state exams. And the state inspector came while we were here in this room. While she was teaching, but she had told us that she was going to try not to use a book so she wouldn't have to, you know. But she knew everything that was going on. You couldn't. And then in the Friday afternoon, I felt very honored. She had flowers against all these windows, and the desks were lined up this way.
Oh,
and her desk was here. And on Friday afternoon, Sister Rose Rayburn and myself came here and prayed, said the 4 o'clock prayers with her. And we cleaned the floor, and she watered her flowers and cleaned them. And we did the windows and the floor and all around. Now, I didn't mean we didn't have to scrub the floor, you know, we cleaned it. Mm-hmm. Now, we scrubbed the chapel when we were here. That was a prep's job to do the body of the chapel. It was marble flooring. Mm-hmm. And we scrubbed that like at Christmas and Easter, like before we went home. Now, in prep, we went home for Christmas and Easter, that was all. No, in fact, to differ with you, we only went for Christmas. Easter we stayed because we carried the baskets for the sisters' habits on Easter Monday, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So we only went for Christmas, but that was a big doings, going home for Christmas. And I think it was breaking us away, I mean, from home more than they did today, you know what I mean? Because we left home more. That was the first time I was ever out away from home,
mm-hmm.
you know, to come to prep. But I meant we didn't go home on the weekends,
oh.
you know, that would sort of connect. Not that I regret, I don't regret that either. I don't regret. We had a full course in school, did everything.
Who was in charge of preps then?
Sister Eugene
mm-hmm.
had us. Sister Mary Teresa taught us also English, and she was in the school, and she was also the mother's secretary at the time. She was secretary plus teaching like two subjects or so. Sister Pierre, we had Sister D. Sales for science. Sister Eugene had us for religion. Father Dunn was a chaplain. He had us one day a week for religion. At that time, we took Washington, D.C. Catholic U examinations. The tests came from there, and they were answered and sent back and corrected there. We had a full... Mother Benigna was in charge of the music I took from Mother Benigna, and she had me for piano and organ. And she also was in charge of the chapel, and when we were at free day, she used to go on the hikes with us.
Mother Benigna?
She'd take us over the hills. Because Sister Eugene wasn't able, I guess, to travel like that.
Was she got to have the health problems?
Who, Sister Eugene?
Yeah.
Mary, no, I don't think. But she wasn't a young sister at that time. I'd say she was in her 50s, 60s maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But she had, I guess, stuff to do here too on a free day. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
She didn't have any time off. She was with us morning, noon, and night. So, but that's what prep was like.
Who were some of the sisters in prep?
Sister Rose, Crescentia, I'm trying to think of Mary Titus, Polly McCarthy, but she didn't persevere. Helen Krosky was with us. That was Ferdinand's sister, but she's, you know, didn't come. They didn't enter. But they went 4 years of high. Now, see, we went 2 years high. Before that, they only went 1 year high and then entered. We had to take 2 years high school before we entered. And then the Crescentius crowd, I think, had to take 3 years or 4 years. She had to finish before she entered.
What did you do, finish high school as postulants?
As a postulant, that was 1 year. That was my third year.
Mm-hmm.
And next year, they called it, I guess, our canonical. And we went to school, too. And you went out. Those that had their high school went out, and we stayed in. And then they were brought in the next year, and we went out. You know what I mean? And see, we didn't have history of the community and all those things that they have today.
Mm-hmm.
We were getting through high school, and we went right into the classroom.
Where did you go when you first came out?
I went to New Brighton, St. Joseph's, 1 year. Then I went to Gibson for 2 years. And from Gibson, I went to St. Titus. That was my profession year. See, that was my 3 years, my junior year. Then postulant the next year, then 3 years. I had 2 years in Woodson and 1 year at St. Thomas. Then I was professed. Then I went to St. Bernard's for 1 year. And there I helped with music. Now I have to go back. I went to New Brighton, didn't do music. Glitzen, I didn't do music. Taught classroom music, you know, regular. But when I went to St. Titus, I had 65 children in the fifth grade. I had the choir and music galore. We went morning, noon, and night.
You had piano people there?
It's heavy, very heavy class. The superior taught, and I taught, and Sister Anne Elizabeth taught.
Who was the superior?
Marie Dolores. She taught all day, or a good bit of the day. Maybe I shouldn't say all day. You know, in those days, I didn't know what they were doing over there. We were in the school. But when we come home at lunchtime, I'd take a pupil, and I'd also have a pupil, two or three at my, on after school. Then from there, I went to St. Bernard's, and I helped with music at St. Bernard's, under Dolores and Anna Marie, and St. Claude. She was head, she was superior in also music, but she had the real high advanced pupils. I mean, they were, I remember that. I had Rita Francesca. Music.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, that's way back there. And then at St. Bernard's, and there I went to Denora. And Denora, I had the choir completely. At St. Bernard's, I was policeman for Denora's. I mean, I helped take care of the kids, tie ties, and try to get them in order. And then in Denora, I had everything. I had fifth and sixth grade music, and I had pastor at St. Denora at that time, that we had everything in Holy Week but Tenebrae. It's the only thing the man missed, which in any place I went, we had daily mass, which you sang every morning, the choir boys. Well, there'd be three boys. Well, if they didn't show up, you had to do it yourself or help, you know, and that's why I can't sing today, because I really sang for about 45 years. That's why they asked me to play down here. I said, forget it. I did it for 40-some years. I'm going to go to Mass in peace. Because I said to a priest one time, I said, Father, I hate to say this, but I never even assist at Mass. He said, what do you mean you don't assist at Mass? I said, I go to Mass with choir boys, and I said, as soon as the introit's over, and the Kyrie, I'm teaching them the gradual, because in those days we sang them in Latin, and I'd go through the hard words with them, and I said, as soon as the gradual's over, I'm ready for the offertory. I had to get them ready for that. And I said, and then the next thing was the communion. And I said, I was never at peace. I was always looking ahead for the next, what they had to be ready. So I said, I never even went assisted Mass. So he said, oh, that's your Mass, sister. He says, don't worry. Well, I didn't worry either. Couldn't, because I was told to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Denora, I went to Duquesne, PA, with Sister Philip Neary, who was my principal.
Mm-hmm.
And there we had an enormous class. I really think we had more pupils in Duquesne, PA, than we had at Montpelier.
Really?
And none of us out of school. We taught after school, the three of us. We taught in the morning before school. We taught at lunchtime. We taught all day Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I was at Duquesne, I was in fifth and sixth grade with the choir singing every blessed day and Sunday Mass, you know, and we had glorious credos, everything, Latin, and new offertory, you know, you just couldn't do the same thing. My golly, the eighth grade sister got sick and they moved me to eighth grade from my sixth grade, where I at least knew what I was doing. And I said, I went to eighth grade, and eighth grade, you know what eighth grade is. You were responsible for so much in school.
Mm-hmm.
So I did that for about 3 years. And I said to my mother, I said, I don't mind teaching music, but I can't have an upper grade. Give me third and fourth, fifth and sixth. I don't care if you give me fifth and sixth even, where I don't have to worry about all the big kids and all the mission drives and all the charitable things going on in plays, Christmas plays, and I was doing all that stuff, and I thought, I didn't know what I was practicing for. I was coming to the point that I was practicing for altar boys or choir boys or Christmas play or music recital. I didn't know what I was practicing for. So I asked to be relieved of something.
Yeah.
I said, if you give me a lower grade, I can still work with the music in the choir. But I, my goodness, what does she do but send me to Dunbar as principal, superior, music, seventh and eighth grade. Shall I include janitor too? You know, little Dunbar, there were only four of us. And that's where I landed. And I never, I had six happy years there, never. But my music wasn't that as heavy, but the music in church was, it was the same. Because I've been in the richest missions and I've been in the poorest missions. But to me, it didn't make any difference. I did my best whichever way it was. I couldn't say that because we were in a poor mission, I didn't have as much to do. I had more to do, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I was at St. Bernie, or St. Aloysius in Dunbar for 6 years. And then from St. Aloysius Dunbar, I came to Baden, in charge of the academy for 4 years.
Were you principal down here?
I was everything down here.
Oh, boarders too, don't have boarders.
Seventh and eighth grade, boarders, principals. You just think of them, I see the ones that are here now. Cosmos was with me, Zab was with me, Lucina, Mariana was the nurse, and Cornelia was the nurse. They were the only two nurses here. And at that time, there were no lay people at all. All sisters, everybody.
You were principal and had seventh and eighth grade.
And, yes, and all the plays. And we had them after school as well, so for 24 hours I had charge of them. It was not leaving them at 3:30. I didn't have to teach music, though. Sister Elroy taught the music. And I didn't have to worry about the choir. And I'll never forget the first midnight mass I was in Baden with the boys. They were gone,
mm-hmm.
but we decorated and all that stuff, you know. I fell asleep at midnight mass and I couldn't. I said never, but see, I was so relaxed because I didn't have to worry about the singing. I didn't have to worry about the kids. They were all gone, the boys. And I was here 4 years when I sent to St. Bede's as principal superior. An eighth grade teacher was 65 in my class. Eighth grade with 65 students. But I didn't teach music and I taught the choir. But the choir didn't sing every morning. They had a woman sing in the morning, which relieved me a lot. And I stayed 6 years under that regime. Had six happy years in St. Bede's. Beautiful children. Never had a class like my first 65 in eighth grade.
Was that the ordinary size of classes at the time?
I had six, well, not at Dunbar now. In Dunbar, you had two rooms together, and then you ran, we would run around 35, two grades. I should say two grades, not two rooms.
35 a grade or 35
no, 35 total, because Dunbar was small. Now at Duquesne we ran about 45 or 50 a grade.
Mm-hmm.
And Gallitzin we had two grades together and they run around 40, 45. I mean with two. Even Dunbar places 38, 40, you know, because you'd have 20 in each grade, like,
yeah.
You know. And then of course it's Aliquippa I had 65 in fifth grade. Maybe 58 or 60, something like that. I never knew their last names because you didn't have time, you know, to study them all out. But anyhow, and then I went to Duquesne where I had the 65. 6 years at Duquesne, and I was always the principal and the teacher, you know, in eighth grade. And I had the house too, but that didn't seem to do too much. And then from Duquesne, my 6 years are up, and I thought, now what? My glory, they put me in high school at Ambridge for 2 years at St. Veronica's, and I had the Glee Club. And besides having the music of the high school, I had 13 new subjects to learn in freshman year.
13?
Taught every subject. Oh, it was terrible. But anyhow, I survived 2 years there. And then I thought I had, now I'm going to be in high school for the rest of my life. I got my feet on the ground and wasn't as bad as, I taught high school kids music. Taught Sister Marie Francette's sister music even. But just those in high school I taught piano. And I had the orchestra and the, oh, that's the Glee Club. You, Seth. Heavens, they call out the bulletin when I'm at St. Veronica's, and I go to Miami Club. I just knew Miami was in Florida. So I'm the second one sent to Miami as superior. I go down to Miami with superior and principal and teacher of eighth grade. And I stayed in Miami. And I stayed in the classroom. They wanted me to teach. I had the music too, but not private music. But I had the choir, adult choir, and say whatever you want about music, but not individual. They wanted me to teach music down there. The parents did. I said, I can't teach music down here. I could get down there today and teach music, and I'd have enough like we have up here, because those people are that type. But they want you to teach the music in the church and everything else. And I thought, no, 48 years at it, I think I'm quitting. I come up here and I took that. But anyhow, down there I taught school, you won't believe it, up to the last year with 600 kids in school. I had 600. And that's the only time I got out was my last year. I got a teacher to take me eighth grade. And then I taught the music in 5th, 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, which was two of each grade, which meant all day teaching music, school music, and getting them ready for church music and that, because none of the teachers were qualified to teach music. So I stayed 12 years in Miami.
12 years.
And I asked for a change, but if they wouldn't have sent somebody down, I told them I'd stay.
Did you like it?
Oh, yes. Any place I went, I loved. I really did. There isn't a place that I couldn't go back to tonight and love it. But as I said, they were all different. Because when you look at the places I've been, little St. Joseph, Gallitzin, that was a terrible snow year. St. Titus, we were in one house at that time. These were all old houses. Old house down at St. Bernard's. Denore's gone.
I know.
The Dunbar's gone. Duquesne still stands, I think. Don't they have somebody at Duquesne, or is it gone? I think it's gone.
Well, from our community.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then St. Bede's. Well, they've changed other house.
Mm-hmm.
And St. Veronica's gone. I mean, the school. And I hope and pray they don't lose their Florida, because it is a beautiful spot. It's a wonderful. They didn't want me to leave, they wanted me to stay. But I thought they needed new blood after 12 years. And then I thought, when I come up here, I lost my voice, my singing voice. I used to be good at singing, but I just ruined it from forcing it. So I'm deep voice, you know, drum. I thought, no, I can't teach school music unless I have a voice, because that's what I was taught. I'm always taught with the singing parts.
Yeah.
That's why when I came up, I said, I want to just teach piano. I don't want to go in the, if I went to, they want me to go maybe to St. Titus, but I said, if they had to have me, it'd be different, but they had school music they wanted too. And I thought, no, I'm going to stay out of the school now. Since if I made the break, I'm going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
And truthfully, I came here and I haven't had time to breathe, but, you know, I'm doing different things.
Uh-huh.
And there's not that... you know, I don't have to worry that I have the school and all that.
Have you found pastors influenced what it was like on a lot of missions?
Did I find them? They've always been, I have never had trouble with any of them.
Mm-hmm.
And I worked with some that were supposed to be, you know, a little hard to get along with, but I never had trouble with any of them, but I can't think of any that I was always, they were glad, you know, they were good to us, very good. I've always seemed to be with people that, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Even with the sisters that I lived with, I can could go back and live with any of them. But the pastors, do you mean how they influenced me?
Yeah.
Well, they were all very, I thought they were, you know, thoughtful and all that. I didn't think they were. But I was a type, too, that I wouldn't, I saw something had to be done, I did it. Mm-hmm. I'm not a type of, you know, leave it go to somebody who tells me to do it.
Because I'm doing some studying about Flippa, I'm interested in Father's Honor.
Oh, he was a lovely man. Most charitable, easygoing man I've been going. Character. And he was good to us, very good.
Do you think he understood the struggles that people were having there during the Depression?
I wasn't there for Depression.
Oh.
I was there after Depression. Oh, I imagine. Because our parish is what they said. They were in, I don't think people in the gave like they do even today.
Mm-hmm.
And they had big families. And they didn't make the money that they make. You know, they weren't paid on the hour basis like they are today. Because to me, it's a question why these people in this valley having a nice little nest in the bank. I can't understand. Because now I've lived like at St. Bede's and St. Down in Florida, where everybody has two cars and a boat and about six or eight kids in a family, and they're taking dancing and swimming and boating and horseback riding and music and all this. I don't know where they're making the money. They paid, a tuition went up in our school, just climbed up our school tuition down there, because in Florida you're built on a different system than you're up here. The tuition pays for the teachers and everything connected with the school. The parish takes care of the property and the church. Even to the convent expenses came out of our school.
Did it?
Yeah, that's the way they based it. Mm-hmm. That was called missionary country. Bishop Carroll did that.
Mm-hmm.
And your tuition, now, I don't know what it is now, but when I left, it was almost $700 for a child in grade school. And we had them rapping at the door, crying at the door, pushing at the door, trying to get in. They still had waiting lists down there. And it's going up, I imagine it's $1,000 now, not a year. Because every year you had to raise it a little bit. People never asked what you want the money was for, I think. You just sent home the bill and that was paid. And we didn't have problems. And we never sent a bill. Unless it wasn't the land, like the second month. They paid in the beginning of the month. It all come in. We tell them, we don't have time. They send bills. And we'd send things home with the children, because we saved on that postage. And it's even worse now, 20 cents, you know, to our time. So, but I can't understand how these people in Ambridge and Aliquippa, in these places, they always make big money. You look at their homes. Their homes are very simple. They may be beautiful inside. I've never been in many of them. Because in our time, we never visited homes. We never had time to visit homes. So their yards are not, the upkeep isn't like it is now, like St. Bede's, where they have landscaping. They used to, at least in my time.
Yeah.
Down in Florida, you know, I mean, they have gorgeous yards and all kind of flowers. And where these people don't have that. They may have nice, neat home. I imagine them nice and neat outside, but you know, when you think what they took home in a payday, and the children never dressed, you know, I mean, exceptionally.
Mm-hmm.
Not like these Mike Blitzen kids dress with the latest style. They were dressed, but that's it. So that's why I can't understand why these people in the valley have been hurting so. What they did with that money, I don't know. No, I don't either. So you never know what the problems people have. They may have been paying other people, and you don't know. But, the upkeep and the surroundings and that aren't the same, you know, at other places. So, now, what else would you like to know about me?
What have some of your activities been since you came to Baden? You talked a little bit about the music, but others.
Yes, all right. I teach music, piano and organ. My first year here, I didn't, I went outside and worked, but just on my own, like, just to be out at between lessons and that. Then they asked me if I'd take the outdoor, and I said yes, I would. So they knew I liked outdoor, because for a whole year I was outdoor doing things that different ones noticed, but I didn't, you know. So then I said, when I told you, then I'm not a good man when I'm not teaching music. And I try to arrange my music, which is hard to do, then in the morning, and then at lunchtime I'm in, and you know, in the after school, like, or, you know, the public schoolers. So mm-hmm. I have like a space of an hour between that I can get out. Mm-hmm. Then some days I can't at all. And I just, like yesterday, they didn't have school in the afternoon, so therefore I had no pupils. That's why I said to Sister, why didn't you just have her come yesterday? I didn't have any pupils. But we worked out in the grape arbor. So outside I'm working. We did the statues. And just taking care of the beauty of the outside. Mm-hmm. Because,
excuse me, I'm going to move. This is an awkward position.
Oh, dear, honey, I should have told you that before.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't think it's going to bother me.
All right, now, what else outside? I can't think. Now, inside, I help with the sick. I mean,
like,
with them, taking them to meals and things of that sort. The first year, I used to go shopping for the ones that couldn't shop. But I quit that when I got the outside, because I just couldn't be in that. And our class in here, the music's heavy. We don't have little classes.
How many pupils do you have?
Well, my first year I had 38.
That's in a week, you see that?
Yeah. But now this year I only have 22. I asked to be really a little bit, because there's more work required outside.
Mm-hmm.
So I have 22, just to see. And it's not so many the number, it's the timing, because you have to be very flexible to teach music in the academy. Because now, like yesterday, you couldn't get them in the morning even, because they had many courses. In the afternoon, they were out. They had a mass in the morning. See, it throws you.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, your time is cut into all different lines. And that's why I called the public schooler, said I have to leave her now. The buses start in now, and the public school come in for music.
Mm-hmm.
And I called her and told her not for this first one anymore, because I thought it would save you rush, and I didn't want to have to go through anymore.
Thanks.
You know, I mean, that anything else that you had. Now, what else are you thinking? Because do you put this now in sort of an order?
What I'll do is outline the subjects on the tape,
mm-hmm.
and then I'll get you a copy of that, and then I'll ask you if you will sign that you will donate the tape to the community.
Oh, okay. Well, the thing is, it's not. I've never heard anybody's tape, so I wouldn't even know.
Well, they're all different.
Yeah, they're all different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, the stories are different. The
yeah.
format's basically the same.
Same.
Just in summary, what are some of the changes you've seen in the community?
Our prayer life, our dressing. Freedom, greater freedom.
What are some examples?
Coming and going and doing it, asking their discernment, that's different. See, we were never asked what we wanted. And it was interesting about my education in music. It took me 20 years to get my degree in piano music, because I taught in all these arts missions, and in those days you didn't
mm-hmm.
come in, there was no way. And on Saturday I taught music, so I wasn't free on Saturday. Therefore I went every summer for 20 summers and got 6 credits.
Mm-hmm. Where did you go for that?
Duquesne University. Then I went out to Pius the 10th for 2 summers. Then I came back, and you will never believe this, that I got my master's in education while I was in charge of the boys' school, running 24-hour duty. I made Easter retreat, and that's when I wrote my term paper during the Easter retreat when the boys were gone. That's when I did my retreat, because that's the only time. you know, you just learn the hard way. But that's, as I said, it didn't bother me. I'm glad. But I feel when I got finished, I should start over. You know, just think now, if I started, if I had gone for the whole straight year and did music, you know, where I'd be in music, because I'd practiced and everything else. I didn't have time to practice at all. Mm-hmm. And just imagine, I took organ in my, when I was here with the academy, I never touched the organ. The woman at Duquesne was most understanding. I had to have one credit in organ to get my minor. And I said, well, we have the organ in Baden. She said, why don't you take organ? And I said to her, every week I'd come, I'd say, I never saw the organ during the week. I couldn't practice. We never even got to bed till 11:30 or something. And then those days you got up at 6 in the morning and went all day. You never saw any. When you in school was the easiest time of your day, when you had them in front of you, because you had to go with them for recreation, to shower them, to feed them, and everything else. But and we all survived. That's, we laughed about it the other day at the table. I said, good lands, how we 20 years ago was the gang that we run 24-hour duty. Mm-hmm. So, but that's the change I've noticed. And I don't, I think it's good, every bit of it. We just wonder what other changes you could make, you know. And I'll tell you another change, though, that really bothered me in the beginning was the sisters leaving school. To me, school was, to me, school and nursing to me were two of the, see, when I entered, that's all there was. And when I entered, I had no idea of being a teacher. I had no idea of being a nurse, even. Matter of fact, they considered me, putting me in nursing on account of my mother. Mm-hmm. And I was sent to the baby home in the summers. When we were in Glitzen, we spent time in the baby home when the sisters there came to vote, because in that time everybody voted.
Down here in Baden?
Baden. Every professed sister came to Baden to vote. Oh. And we were sent to the baby home to relieve them. And that morning they left, or that night before, and they came back the next night, and they brought us the word who was elected Mother Superior.
Oh, that voting. Okay.
That's right. Uh-huh.
I see. That was like all the professed came
every
to
every professed sister came to the mother house to vote. And you had to go up to the altar and drop your ballot in the chalice. And I was in on one of those. I was in the last pew on St. Joseph aisle for, I don't know which one. I was just professed when they, that was only one time I had to do it. We were put in the novitiate if you were here, and you were not allowed to leave the novitiate all the time the voting was going on. They had left us all, they even brought our lunch up there.
You mean if you weren't professed?
If you were not professed, or a junior professed. No juniors voted.
Did
it be final purposed to vote.
Oh. How did that work? How did people feel about that?
Well, it was did what they was, what everybody had their chance.
How did they do that then? Just whoever got the most votes, or did they have nominations?
Oh, I think they did at that time, but I couldn't tell you. It must have been a 2/3, because you had to re-vote then.
Uh-huh.
You sat down until they counted the votes up in the sacristy, in the sanctuary, and there was a priest there. And four sisters appointed. I remember Mother Emerentia and Consuela sitting up there, and they counted the votes, mm-hmm. and then the priest announced. And then if it wasn't right, or they didn't have the right number, then they you had to go again, cast another ballot. They gave you three ballots in case, so they wouldn't have time to pass it. And you sat in just perfect silence. There wasn't a move. And each one went up in time, just in rank, the oldest to the youngest.
Was that tense?
Well, see, we were young. We didn't think it was tense. I didn't know. Maybe it was. I don't know. We didn't notice it. Because it was an exciting time. Not for us, or just to be in the chapel and see all this. Because we didn't know the sisters that well, anyhow. I imagine it was exciting, more exciting for those that have been, you know, the older, but they were the older sisters elected. They were not, well, they weren't, they weren't old, but they weren't.
Yeah.
I think Marge Berry was the youngest. That's when they drop down to, because when you see mother, you know, the mothers we had and all, it's, but they were sort of in the same category, I guess you'd say. But I just got in for one voting. But I was in the novitiate once, because we sat up there and waited. We were not allowed to leave. The senior in the novitiate was in charge. And they gave us a bushel of bananas and I don't know how many cartons of milk and that, you know, just so we'd have lunch. Because they didn't know how long we weren't allowed to leave. They didn't leave.
Well, I don't have any more specific questions. Do you have other things that you wanted to say?
of anything else. I think I told you almost everything I knew. Well, see, I just wrote down what I, the history of the family that I knew.
Mm-hmm.
And this paper sister gave me, so I'll give it back, because you'll need it for somebody else.
Oh, okay, thanks.
You know, because, and she also gave me that book. I have a book.
That one on your lap there.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. So other than that, but I don't think there's anything else.
Thank you very much.
You're most welcome.
This tape. Mm-hmm.